pink slime is making a comeback. The market for it all but collapsed in 2012 after news reports revealed what finely textured beef dubbed pink slime was made of. But rising beef prices have brought back the demand for the cheap ingredient. And here to tell us more is Kelsey G. She co-wrote an article in today's Wall Street Journal called Pink Slime Back in Favor as Prices Soar for U.S. Beef. Hello, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, can you remind us exactly what the meat product called pink slime is made of?
Yes, I can. So this product is called finely textured beef, and it's called that because it's made of beef that was basically trapped inside the ring of fat that's sliced off of, you know, sirloins and roasts, some of the meat products you would eventually see make their way into the grocery store. And those trimmings, I mean, they had relatively little value until companies like BPI and Cargill were able to figure out a way to extract that meat from the fat, which they then, you know, treat with some kind of microbial agent, and they freeze it and ship it to a grinder who can mix it in with other beef products, other cuts. So the buyers, like restaurants and grocery stores, they have hamburger patties that are as lean as they'd like them to be.
And you write that Cargill sells finely textured beef to about 400 retail food service and food processing customers. How does that compare to its sales just 2 years ago before it went into decline?
Well, it's interesting because Cargill said that even though their customer list has grown, actually, since the peak and then the nadir shortly after the flurry of media attention, a lot of those customers are buying smaller amounts. Which means that, you know, ingredient list may have sort of shifted around in the meantime.
Now, it's used kind of to fill out the more expensive beef. Does it have any nutritional value?
Well, both the companies vouch for the nutritional and the safety qualities of the product. They say that even though that it's a cheaper product, because it was extracted from these fat trimmings that previously didn't have much value, they're still beef, and they're just a way to make the patties leaner. One of the qualities of cattle that have been fed in commercial feed yards is that a lot of that corn starts to translate into fat. And because we have in this country a 30% rule in terms of the fat content that can be present in ground beef, some of these lean components become really important for hamburger makers.
When it was revealed for what it was in 2012, there was a public outcry against it. And the two companies that make it, Beef Products Incorporated and Cargill, were quite upset. Beef Products sued several media outlets for defamation.
Mm-hmm.
Has that case been resolved?
The case has not been resolved. It's actually just entered the discovery phase, which is, you know, when the parties involved are going to build their cases around the questions of defamation that are involved in the case, and that just took place, I think, last week that they entered that phase.
Now it's back in demand because beef prices are going up. Why are they rising?
Well, that's a good question. So the nation's cattle herd right now is at its smallest size in over 60 years, actually. And that's because of a combination of drought, other dry weather that's driven up prices for feed staples like corn, because it becomes very expensive to feed a lot of head of cattle when the cost of your inputs doubles. And so ranchers worked very hard to sort of scale back the number of mouths they had to feed. And it takes a long time for the herd to rebuild because cows take a long time to gestate and to give birth. And for those heifers or steers to grow enough so that they can get back into the supply chain, back into feed yards.
Now, is it likely that the inexpensive ground beef that I buy at my local supermarket will contain some of this pink slime?
It's possible.
Is it clearly marked?
Well, because the product itself is beef, it's become sort of unclear how it would be labeled, why it would be labeled. Cargill moved last November to label finely textured beef on its, you know, cardboard shipping boxes and some of their chubs that they send to retailers and grocery stores. But it's really up to the individual grocery store or food service chain to figure out, you know, how they want to pass on that information to consumers.
Now, you're calling it finely textured beef. Others call it pink slime. But we're talking about the same thing.
Right. The expression
is it slimy?
That's a good question. Is all meat slimy?
does conjure up terrible images.
And I think that's part of where the concern lied. Pink slime was a phrase that was cited first in a New York Times article that was discussing just basically the ins and outs of beef production at the time. And it was citing a USDA scientist who referred to it that way, I think based on, you know, the experiences, you know, examining it. So it is, I mean, it's not a very pleasant way to refer to the product.
Well, the headline on your piece in today's Wall Street Journal is not finely textured beef back in favor. It's pink slime back in favor as prices soar for U.S. beef. And I'll be on the lookout for some pink slime in my local supermarket. Thank you so much, Kelsey G, for being on our show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Let me know what you find.